Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Up in a tree, K-I-S-S-I-N-G. I saved every kiss I got from you. But oh, sometimes time can weigh you down. Sometimes love, sometimes hurts. Sometimes love burns. Sometimes love hurts.
Welcome to the IDP Show. I'm your host, Josh Raymer, joined in the Sode Shack tonight. On my right, Adam Markham. On my left, Bobby Reynolds. Gentlemen, how are we this evening?
Doing very well this evening. How are we, gentlemen?
Bobbo, how goes it, man?
I'm having a hard time sitting over here smelling the chick.
I know.
Not anything to eat.
Told
get
Addy
you a pool.
Yeah.
Get you a pool.
We're good. We're good. We're good.
We're going to finish all these. Get you a pool.
We're good.
Get you a pool right now. If you don't, you're going to offend me.
I want one. I want one.
Oh.
What'd you get?
I never trust a man that won't accept
this. Is a version of who'd you get called what'd you get. That's fast food orders.
Just some nuggies and some fries.
No, but tell us the theory behind what you do over here.
We've talked about sauces. Sauces are very underappreciated, I think, at most restaurants. But Chick-fil-A has a very nice sauce game.
They do. Very strong.
I like getting some of the ranch and the Polynesian for the fries.
Yep.
I'm a big fan of Chick-fil-A sauce, obviously, for the chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the sweet and spicy sriracha is good. The barbecue is good.
Yep.
They have a honey roasted barbecue that
it's
goes
awesome.
With the grilled chicken sandwiches. That thing is badass.
It's banging. Mm-hmm.
Very good. Just very good. Great establishment. Great sauces. Great service. Great food.
My pleasure.
It's good. It's really good.
Yeah.
You know, they almost got canceled not too long ago and stuff. But, I mean, the food is just really good.
It's too good.
It's too good.
We have a third location now. Of course, they have to open up your favorite location close to your workplace.
That's right. They've been shutting it down for renovations.
And they are gutting that thing.
That's been tough. It's been a big adjustment for me.
What have you been eating for lunch now? I'm always so curious.
Yeah, nothing's been...
Just tears?
Turkey sandwiches.
And, oh, God.
We've
got to get this place reopened, Bobo.
That place is not going to operate any better, though. Until you get that drive-through figured out.
Yeah.
Dude, that place looks like a NASCAR.
It's a mess.
Oh, it's hilarious. Going four wide in the corners.
We love you, Chick-fil-A.
We do. Love a Chick-fil-A sponsorship. I don't know if they sponsor IDP podcasts or not, if they did,
they're looking.
We would definitely be open to that. So, welcome in. Glad you guys are here. The free agency period is starting to wind down. There's still some signings trickling in, Bobbo. I think we have almost as many signings, if not more, from this second wave and some big notable names that got signed.
Yeah, there's a lot of good ones here to talk about tonight, too. You look great.
You
look rested. You look a little tan.
Freaking yes. Hot.
Where you been?
I did go to the beach.
Oh, look at him. Some beach somewhere.
Toes in the sand, ass in the sand. My whole body's in the sand. Someone please help. I think is how that song goes when I'm involved. Yeah, it was good. It was very good.
Did you see that about a week ago they caught a great white in Orange Beach?
Well, that's scary.
Yeah, like pulled him in to the shore. I guess a great white is not supposed to be like, I'm saying.
Why
like,
would they do that?
I'm saying that you like, it was just like a shoreline fisherman. It wasn't like deep sea. They like, I guess he was pretty close to the waves.
I think that's a great white. We should pull it into shore to be sure.
No, it was at night. Still.
That's even worse because then you can't see it.
It's just pretty creepy that there's a great white like in the Gulf of Mexico.
Ocean's pretty scary.
Oh, yeah, dude, we don't mess with that. Yeah, I'll stick with the pool. Thank you very much.
Years ago, I went to Puerto Rico and we went on a little nighttime cruise like an hour straight out into the ocean. And they pretty much told us all to jump in because there were these like dinoflagellates that when you got in the water, organisms like glue. And it was like... really anticlimactic. It was like, are they glowing or is y'all sprinkling like some some dust in here?
Yeah, some sparkly dust.
It's like, let me get back in this stupid
throwing
boat,
some glow
man.
Sticks and some,
Anyways, even as a young man, I knew better. I knew old Bob didn't need to be out in the ocean. Right. Yeah,
something down there lurking.
I just feel like I'm waiting for an ankle to be grabbed pulled down into the abyss. Yeah, no, thank you.
I don't like water. I'm not a water guy. I don't know about y'all. Lakes, oceans. I'm
not good. A lot about the beach that appeals to me.
It's a good time.
Y'all pool boys? You like a good
pool?
Sure.
Yeah, pool's fine. Yeah.
I like most bodies of water. Baths. Hot tubs.
Yeah. Draw you a nice bath.
Sure. The creek.
Sure. Y'all say draw. Y'all use that. That was my granny's saying.
Draw you a bath.
You want draw me to you draw bath. You a bath?
It's like I ain't got no pencils or paper, granny.
Get you a good washing.
Oh, yeah. This has been country talk.
Yeah, this has been country lingo with Bobby, you look Josh, great, and Eddie. Josh. Well, thank you. I did. Allie did tell me I got some sun, so I don't ever like to hear that because this body does not need to be sun-kissed. That means my sunscreen's failing me, and I got to upgrade. So I got to check the expiration date to see if that stuff was out of date. I should not be getting sun.
What are we looking at, 150 SPF?
I do get 100, and I don't think it makes much of a difference past 50. Well, we're excited you all are here. We are going to do a free agency recap for the round two of signings since we last talked with y'all. And then we're going to discuss some ADP wild cards. We have been gathering the ADP data from the best ball drafts that we've been doing. Mm-hmm. And some really interesting players are starting to emerge. Guys that have a standard deviation that is larger than some of their other highly drafted players. So guys with a really high, like, earliest pick and a really low latest pick. So there's a big gap in how these players are being viewed across drafts. And we're going to talk about them tonight. Some ADP wild cards to see what we think about these guys with these kind of large variances and where they're being taken. But gentlemen, we sent out a little bit of a listener Q&A thread on the website. TheIDPShow.com, paid supporters. We send out a Q&A thread every couple weeks in the off season. That'll be every week during the season. So we got a couple questions. So let's start off with some questions tonight, gentlemen. Addy, this first one is for you. Comes from Jesse. He said, in your dynasty rankings for linebackers, Jordan Hicks is 83 of 85. Doesn't that seem a bit low? I know he is 30 years old, but as of today, he appears to be a three-down starter for this year and could contribute on the Vikings or another team for a couple more years. Last year, he had 86 tackles, 43 assists, 10 passes defended, 3 sacks, an interception, and a forced fumble. Barring injury, I would expect similar production or a 10% drop. I just wondered why he was listed so low on the ranking.
I mean, yeah, he actually got moved up a little bit. We hadn't updated all the rankings because we've been busy with the best ball rankings. So I did get in there and do a little bit of an update, but he's still not that high. He's still
where did he move to?
Linebacker 70, maybe.
Okay.
He's going to be 31 when the season starts.
He's just a guy. I just kind of see him as replacement level linebacker.
I feel like to be productive and secure, he's going to need an injury because I feel like Minnesota is going to bring somebody in, whether that be another free agent that's out there lingering or someone through the draft. They have quite a few picks, but yeah, I mean, he's 31. You know, you're not going to be targeting this guy in a startup at all.
Yeah.
Unless you're talking like one of the last few rounds.
Yeah. I mean,
if you're on the list, you're solid.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, just the fact that he's out there. But, yeah, it's the age. It's the fact that he got benched last year. And he just – we've seen the best of Jordan Hicks. He's not someone that – what can you get for Jordan Hicks? Is anyone going to give you a fifth-round pick for Jordan Hicks?
I think he's maybe out there on a lot of waivers probably.
So, I mean, a lot of this list is going to be kind of – with that stuff factored in, like what do people value? Mm-hmm. What can I get in trades for IDPs? Mm-hmm. And so if what, you know, the market is a fifth round pick at best for that guy,
maybe a 2024. I mean, I wouldn't give up a 23rd fifth.
No, mm-hmm. no. So, I mean, when you start talking about stuff like that, I mean, he's just not valuable to me. I mean,
he's probably waiver wire fodder.
Yeah. He's going to be, I mean, and we're going to be hiring him in best ball. Mm-hmm. He's probably, I'd say 60 to 50 for us in the best ball ranks. But yeah, dynasty wise, man, it's just, he's not someone I'm targeting.
Yeah. It feels like the trapdoor could fall open under Jordan Hicks at any point, Bobbo.
I felt that way for the last 2 years. Like even in Arizona, you probably should have been thankful that it was like, oh wow, Hicks is still relevant, you know? And then even last year it was like, oh my gosh, Hicks is still relevant, and I probably don't have a lot of draft capital in him. Just be thankful for the last couple of years, you know, just move on, because he's at that point to where it's going to be a Zach Cunningham or like a Jalen Smith type situation where a year from now, dude's just out of the league.
I mean, if he's on your team, you know, that's good. Exactly. He's a nice little linebacker depth piece to have. Mm-hmm. Totally fine with him being on my team, but I mean, you're not going to have a lot of people coming after him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
if I have him as like my linebacker 5 or 6,
yeah,
that feels good. That's nice.
You're not going to cut him.
Yeah. No.
I mean, he's going to be on your team, you know, if you're in your dynasty leagues that are, you know, 45 men and up.
Yeah.
You know, I'd say that he's going to make the cut there.
Well, what's a 12 team league? 6. If he's my linebacker 6, that's 72 linebackers.
Yeah.
So he's somewhere in that 70 to 80 range. So, just the age, the fact he was benched. I do think they'll probably take someone in the draft. I think that's how they could address this position. There's a few guys left out there, but I don't think they're going to be shopping.
And there's going to be a bunch more coming in. You know, there's going to be a ton of linebackers coming in. That, you know, I'd say we'll probably get, 6 to 8 that are drafted within the first 3 rounds. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, almost off the bat, you're going to want any of those guys over someone like Jordan Hicks.
You got to think a little bit, too, about the Vikings. Like, the Vikings are kind of like the Rams in that they're tearing it down just a little bit.
Yep.
You just saw Thielen let go. You know, there's some talks with the other players, as we said last pod. They're probably transitioning a little bit to maybe be a little bit of a younger team. You know, let's look for the future just a little bit, as opposed to bringing in the Hicks and the, you know, Old guys.
Yeah. Well, there's a reason Asamoah is still penciled in right now as the starter.
Yeah.
Alongside Hicks is because, this team is doing a sort of soft reboot where it's not a full tear down. I think they're going to take their medicine. Kirk Cousins is going to be off the team next year, and they're going to try to move forward with another quarterback.
Asamoah is going to be the starter. We're to the point to where most of the free agents, as far as linebackers, the big ones have gone. And, I mean, unless they take a, you know, Jack Campbell or, you know, somebody really high in the draft, Asamoah is going to be one of the two starters, I feel like. I mean, that's just my opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
I feel like a lot of the guys, like, I don't know, Asamoah is kind of similar to, like, Ernest Jones for me, to where at this point we've seen so many of these linebackers sign to where it's like, okay, I think we're in the clear at this point.
I mean, there's not a lot of guys left to threaten.
Yep.
The N'Kobe Deans, the Asamoahs,
there's a few out there, right?
You got there's
Bobby Wagner. Mm-hmm. Who else was I just thinking of? There's some okay ones. One.
That's who the Vikings are going
to
bring in.
I mean, Bobby Wagner is a grenade. Like, that's, I'm waiting for that to blow something up. I kind of have a feeling maybe the Seahawks, maybe a reunion is in the cards.
Wow. I've been hearing that.
That would be fun. I think they have been in contact. I saw that was reported. So that would be fun. Let's talk about another question here from Coach Schneider, and we love Coach, one of our favorite listeners. I believe he was subscriber number 1 when we launched the paid support back last fall. Coach was our first ever paid supporter, so we love you, Coach. Thank you for the question. He said, so far, y'all been telling me every year about a new hotness at edge, throwing an LB or a DB if you're nasty, and I've always gone and acquired them early when they were still obtainable. Good on you, Coach. How about a name drop of who would be someone destined for a great career and most likely producing towards 2024 and beyond? Cheers, legends. This is a great question.
This is a good one.
So the way I looked at this is I'm going defensive line. Because I think it's hard to say if we're looking for who's going to produce, not necessarily this year, but more 2024 and beyond. I have a hard time saying if a linebacker doesn't pop now and 2024 is the year I'm banking on, that's tough. Because I'm looking at guys that have already been in the league at least 1 year, so this will be their second year at least. So I just don't feel as comfortable projecting linebackers, because as we know, this is a more replaceable position. So I looked at this as defensive line, and I'm looking at it as guys, because we know that position takes a little while to develop, takes a little while to learn that craft. So the two names that came to my mind were both from the AFC South. How about Dio Odangbo, defensive end opposite Kwity Paye now? They brought in Samson Ebukam, but they also lost Unique Ngakoue. And then I also thought, Bubba, one of your favorites, the number 1 overall pick. How about Trayvon Walker?
Yeah.
I think we could see a better 2023 from Walker, but I could see him really taking a big step in 2024.
I love that because, honestly, I feel like Trayvon Walker's trade value has probably never been less than it is right now. He kind of started off the season, even like maybe three-fourths of the season pretty down. You know, didn't really do a whole lot. But then even Greg Rosenthal, I think, talked late towards the end of last year that the coaching scheme for Trayvon changed a little bit towards the back half of the season. They started to see a little bit of a, you know, a different role for him, and he was playing a little bit better for them. So I love that. As crazy as it would sound that the 101 in the NFL draft would be maybe an attainable buy, I mean, it's a good team. You're playing opposite a good player in Josh Allen. And
you are a freaky, all-time freaky athlete.
What would it take to get Trayvon Walker right now? A third?
A third, yeah. That's what came to mind for me.
And that's probably – he was probably drafted mid-second to mid-third, I would say, sometime last year.
Yep.
A third would be stealing, honestly. I would love to have
you can
Trayvon
go get Trayvon Walker for a third. I love that. Because I think you're going to see dividends this year, but you could really see a big year from him 2024 onward. And then Odangbo, same idea, second-round pick out of Vandy, had a knee injury coming out, played a lot better last year in a limited role, and I could see him taking a big step forward. Ebukam is just depth along that line, but I think Odangbo could be sort of a hidden gem that gives you like nice DL2-3 type of value.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got, Addy? Anybody coming to mind?
We've talked about Osamoa. That's a great one. Troy Anderson, someone that I'm targeting in pretty much every dynasty league that I'm in. Also, I want to position myself to maybe have a shot at Jack Campbell in this upcoming draft. Drew Sanders, you know. I feel like you're going to have to probably use a late second round to get one of those guys. But those would be the linebackers that I'm really interested in dynasty-wise. What about you, Bob?
Yeah, I love that. Troy Anderson's a good one. You know, all the hot topic. Wow, that's hilarious.
It's a great store.
My favorite store.
Right now is Caden Ellis. But, yeah, everybody's kind of forgetting about Troy just a little bit. It might be a good time to go and acquire him.
Walker's another one I need to add. He's going to potentially explode.
That's a good one. I'm going to go different. I'm going to go defensive interior, and Adam will probably agree, but Milton Williams.
Yep.
I think we've seen enough. I think we've seen little shades of really, really good play from Milton, and now we're going to have opportunity there with a couple guys walking in free agency. I think Milton's going to see more snaps this year. I think he's actually a really good player, not only in the NFL, but also for IDP. He's going to see a lot of NFL snaps. He's going to get us a lot of IDP points. He can actually rush the passer from the inside, which is pretty difficult to do. You know, Aaron Donald is the only player, Jarrell Casey, Quinnen Williams, Jeffrey Simmons, Chris Jones at times has played inside. Those are the guys that can potentially get to the quarterback. But the list of guys at defensive tackle who can actually get sacks are pretty small. There's only, a half dozen or so of those guys. Milton Williams is a guy that I've probably been overdrafting in these best balls, and the ADP will show here soon. But, man, I think you better be early on Milton, because if not, this year could get away from you and his value is too high.
Love it. So there you go, Coach. A few names to target there.
Dax Hill, defensive back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Stepping into a nice opportunity.
We're going to talk
about
that.
A lot of fun corners out there. Nick Scott's a fun one there, yeah. Nate Hobbs is a fun cornerback out there. He was really good on a points per game.
It seems like everybody's in already on the McDuffie talk, with Snead.
Was just talking with Jake Colhagen tonight about Trent McDuffie for the IDP Show draft kit. Writing up some sleepers, breakouts, and busts. So I'll leave it to your imagination which category he falls into. But
don't forget Jordan Fuller out there.
Bust. Yeah, bust.
Still love Jordan Fuller.
Done. Yeah, we are going to talk about Nick Scott. He is in the rundown, and that's a perfect segue. Let us get into it, gentlemen. And what we're going to do here, because these aren't as big a names as what we had last go around, I'll kind of run down the list here, and then we'll talk about any of these guys that you are interested in. But let's kick things off with the edge group. So Charles Minnehue signed with the Chiefs, 2 years, $16 million. Arden Key signs with the Titans, 3 years, $17 million. DeMarcus Walker, this one was very interesting. 3 years, $21 million with the Bears. We know how desolate that defensive line is. John Kaminsky re-signed with the Lions on a 2-year, $8.5 million deal. And as we mentioned, Samson Ebukam signed with the Colts, 3 years, $24 million. Bobo, let's start with DeMarcus Walker. Mm-hmm. Kind of flew underneath the radar a little bit with the Tremaine Edmonds and TJ Edwards signings there. that Walker could be in line for a big role depending on where this team goes in the rest of free agency and the draft.
We just talked about that last week, that even though they have two spicy linebackers, that their defensive line might be the worst in the NFL right now. They just got done cutting your old Colts defensive end. I don't even care what his name is.
Aquadee Muhammad.
Yeah, he's done. DeMarcus Walker is walking into an opportunity where he is going to see a ton of snaps. And honestly, that's a pretty healthy deal. It shows that they value him a little more than just a 1 or 2 year deal. DeMarcus Walker, 3 years, $21 million. I really like him. I mean, potential, you know, I don't know where you're going to have to grab this guy at. I mean, honestly, he's probably going to be drafted right now as like a DL5.
Oh, yeah.
DL6 probably. And I feel like he has probably DL3 upside. Just, I don't know how good of a player he is. I mean, he's decent, but he's going to see a ton of play this year. He's going to have to.
32 tackles.
Yep.
10 tackles for loss. 7 sacks.
Wow. Yep.
72.8 PFF grade.
8.9 points per game in 2022. I think solid. That ticks up north of 10, he given had, the opportunity.
Going to have a hell of an opportunity there, too.
Yep. He had some help last year, though. He could be singled out a little bit with the Bears. Maybe.
Yeah, a little bit of help. I mean, you know, he didn't have Harold Landry.
That's true.
Had Jeffrey Simmons.
Yeah.
So.
Then DeNico Autry was doing his thing for a little bit.
Yeah, Autry's okay.
Rashad Weaver, you know, not a...
Bud Dupree get cut. Yeah,
not a fierce not a group by any means.
I guess you're right.
But let's talk about
Addie Samson
Ebukam. Got the biggest deal of the bunch. 3 years, $24 million, so APY of $8 million per year. 7.7 points per game in 2022, 63.7 overall grade.
That was a surprise. With the contract, right?
Yeah, it seemed a little rich.
Yeah, I mean... Your boy,
Ogbonia.
Yeah. I mean, he got a bargain. Brown's got a bargain deal.
Yes.
You know, Colts. I mean, this was like day two or three, too, right?
Yeah, we always sit back and wait till the grocery aisle has been picked over, and then we just go in and take the scraps. And
yeah.
This is
full price for it.
Pay for a kicker, richest free agent deal. We signed Isaiah McKenzie today.
Yeah.
Signed Gardner Minshew.
Wow.
I hate this time of
year. But, I mean, I have been more impressed with Ebukam in the last few years. So, I mean, he should get a little larger of a role there. I mean, there's still a lot of talent there in Indy.
I'm less excited about Ebukam than I was about Ngakoue.
You just mentioned your boy, you know.
Yeah, Dayo Odengbo.
Ebukam is pretty good rotationally, but this isn't rotational money. 3 years for $24 million.
Yeah.
That's starter money.
Now, you know, Kwity-Paye has struggled with health.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, I mean, there could be some nice little spot starts for Ebukam.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he is going to be slotting right next to DeForest Buckner and if
Grover Stewart
can come back this year, you know, and
that defense can be okay. It depends on the health of, you know, Leonard, I think is important, but yeah. They've got pieces there. You've got Ebukam, you got Odengbo, you've got DeForest Buckner, Grover Stewart, Kwity-Paye.
You brought it up. You want Oboe or Ebukam more this year, IDP?
I would say Oboe.
Oboe.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree.
Just because I think I would rather have Odengbo. Let Ebukam get overdrafted because, yeah. I mean, I can pull up the ADP to see where Odengbo's going compared to Ebukam, but I would bet Ebukam's going higher.
Now, I bet he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. We've already got, like 9 of those done?
9 drafts in the books, yep.
Yeah. It's been a blast.
Yeah.
Still rolling, too. Yeah.
Still rolling, yep. Just launched
another one today.
Just launched 16, so this is for our UK-based listeners. If you are based in the UK and you want to draft, Aaron is heading that one up, so give him a shout. I know Jace is going to be in that one. They're reaching out to Tom Kissingberry as well, so should be a nice little crew they're putting together for that draft, so reach out to him. It's a platinum draft, so that means if it's free to subscribers of the IDPshow.com. We're putting forth the $10 pot, so come do some best ball.
It is such a good learning tool, too. I mean, everyone's told us that is not an expert, of course, that they have been learning just a ton, just from the amount of players being drafted, but also, like, these rooms are usually filled with pretty decent, you know, IDP players.
Yep.
And we're all having to draft 31 different guys, so just, you know, to be able to kind of see what what people like us that are freaks about it are doing. I think that's really valuable. And I mean, we share what we can, but you know, we're in the chat talking too, and you know, talking shop and
talking ball,
making memories, and it's special.
Just
it's special.
Dudes talking about bros.
Yeah, I mean, you know, some of these are $1 to $5, and
yep. Some are free. All you have to do is subscribe to the website. That's all we ask.
It's essentially free rankings. It's basically there's everybody else in your league telling you where they value basically 320 IDP players. 1 to 320.
Yep.
Here's who we like the most. Here's who we like at DL2. It's really, really educational, honestly. Because the other thing is like we all have the guys we like. We all have the guys that we gravitate to. You know, Nick Bolton, Stan over here, Jalen Phillips. I don't know who Josh's guy is going to be for this year. Probably David Long. But, yes. You know, it is kind of – it's hard not to draft those guys. I do find that to where I'm like, I don't need to draft Nick Bolton here. I need to see where everybody else is kind of valuing, you know, some of these later DBs at. Do you find yourself doing that also? Or do you just like, I got to get my guy?
I got to get my guys.
I got gotcha. You.
It's true.
I did have the third pick in best ball number 9 today.
Yeah. Who'd
I
you go?
Foyer.
Nice.
I didn't have any Foyer.
No Foyer shares?
No Foyer, so I took Foyer.
That's,
love it.
That's what's nice, too, is if you don't have shares of certain players in your dynasty leagues and you want to build up a little bit of a portfolio and grab some different guys, this is a great way to do that. You're draft and done. You don't have to manage these leagues at all. It's the best part of fantasy football, the draft. And I've really enjoyed it because I have a chance to grab guys that there's no way I would be getting them in our other leagues. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of fun.
It's
check
just
it out.
The best, guys.
Check it out. TheIDPShow.com. The IDP Show draft kit we mentioned, the ADP will be in there. And I'd say by the time that goes live on May 1st, we'll probably have 15 to 20 drafts in the books. And this ADP will only get better as the offseason rolls along.
Yeah. And that's going to be the best ADP in the industry. And
absolutely.
And we'll have rookies in there here in a couple weeks.
That's right.
And it doesn't matter if it completely matches your scoring. It doesn't matter. Like, You want good players.
That's
good
right.
Players translate with every single scoring. So
don't get wrapped around the axle with scoring, folks.
You'll be fine.
That's a forest for the trees situation.
Mm-hmm.
Come hang out in the forest. It's cool.
Maybe if your tackles are like 20 points. All right.
Yeah, no one gives a shit about the scoring stuff. Like I keep seeing people want to have discussions about it. Like no one cares. No one cares.
How often do the offensive guys talk about PPR, standard? No, you still want JT and Justin Jefferson.
Good players translate. I think that's a good way to put it. So come join us, theidpshow.com. We've got those drafts rolling all the time. If you're based in the UK, you want to draft, hit up Aaron on Twitter. Speaking of Aaron, folks, we should give a shout out as well to the IDP After Show. We are rebranding the website podcast for all of our website contributors. So be sure to check that out. The first episode is going to be dropping here soon. We've got Evan and Jake and Jace and Lee and Aaron and Jeff in there. So it's going to be sort of a rotating cast of who's hosting those episodes, what the content is going to be, the format of the episodes, but some really good ideas flowing. And I'm excited for a little spinoff pod, Bobbo.
I can't wait, man. I can't wait. We got some good guys linked up this year. I was really impressed last week with Macri and old Jake. Jake knows his stuff, man.
It's a good episode.
Man.
Listen to that one on the beach.
Jake's impressive.
So
way to rub it in.
Check it out. It was a good time. I was had the headphones on the beach.
I'm working on my ranks, listening to podcasts, watching NCAA.
It was beautiful.
Does it get any better? Weird. It was annoying.
It was super annoying. Super annoying. Like, bro, wasn't golfing at all.
I haven't had a day off in like a month.
Yeah. Don't be mad at me because you guys never take vacations.
It's like 28 degrees in the morning and then 85 when you go home. Your head's just pounding in Kentucky.
Let's move to the next defensive group here, which is interior defensive line. Talk about some of the signings here in round 2 of free agency. Fletcher Cox re-signed with the Eagles, 1 year, $10 million deal. Dalvin Tomlinson signed with the Browns 4 years. I'm sorry, signed with the Browns 4 years, $52 million. I think we hit this one briefly on the last episode, Bobbo.
Mm-hmm.
But Sheldon Rankin signed with the Texans 1 year, $9.75 million. And then Larry Ogunjobi re-signed with the Steelers 3 years, $28.75 million deal. So any of these move the needle for you boys?
Not really. Nah. In fact, I'd like to even bump back up to talk about Arden Key for a second.
Okay, let's talk about Arden Key for a second.
That's pretty solid for Tennessee, I think. I mean, Arden Key is a guy that he's going to be, I think he's 26. So, I mean, he's just really kind of starting to enter his prime, but he's improved every single year. And I think that this year he may see the most opportunity of his career.
I agree.
Because who knows how Harold Landry is. I mean, they could want to ease him back in. You know, he is under contract for a while. They want to make sure that knee is good. But then, you know, outside of that, like, Bud Dupree's gone now. Mm-hmm. DeMarcus Walker's gone now. There's just not a lot of talent.
Weaver's still there.
Yeah.
He's okay.
He's fine.
That's a sneaky little move there by Tennessee.
Yeah, in division. That is strange. I kind of wanted to talk also, you brought up Foyer. Did y'all see that Foyer's contract got restructured not too long ago?
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like maybe he's a little more safe for maybe another year or so than we thought.
Those restructures happen a lot. They just convert that base salary into a signing bonus so they can work that cap hit. I think it was Ben shared the picture of the Saints cap hits, and it's like $1 million for all their top players.
Wow.
And they just push that money into like 2028 and beyond. Cool. It's hilarious some of the cap practices these teams employ.
One of these days they're going to have to pay you that.
Are they though? Just keep kicking it and the cap's going to keep going up.
Yeah, maybe not.
The Bobby Bonilla deferred comp.
Yes. 90-year contract or whatever that. It is.
Smart Bobby.
All right, so defensive tackle, we don't really care. Let's talk about linebackers because that is a position group that the folks love, as we know. So, a lot of signings here, a lot of names. We'll dig into Levante David, re-signed with the Bucs, 1 year, $7 million deal. This was a very sneaky one. Speaking of the Titans, I like this one a lot. Azeez Al-Shaair, signed with the Titans, 1 year, $5 million. Leighton Van Der Esch, re-signed with the Cowboys, 2 years, $8 million. Drew Tranquil, because why not? We're back in hell with the Chiefs, 1 year, $5 million deal. Devin Bush, signed with the Seahawks, 1 year, $3.5 million. Cole Holcomb, the mullet, headed to Pittsburgh, 3 years, $18 million. That's a big number compared to some of these other amounts that we've seen so far. Corey Littleton, signs with the Texans, 1 year deal. Kaiser White, Cardinals, 2 years, $10 million. Nicholas Morrow, just signed with the Eagles, 1 year deal. Big Bob, Robert Spillane, signed with the Raiders, 2 years, $7 million deal. And Sione Takitaki, re-signed with the Browns, 1 year, $2.5 million. Addy, who do you want to start with out of this group?
I guess Al-Shaair.
That's the big winner for me right there. I love this signing.
Yeah, 1 year, $5 million deal. But also, I saw where there was like some bonus incentives with it. So it could be like a much more outrageous deal. Like I think more like in like the $7 to $8 million range. So that's pretty good. I mean, you know, all he's got, the only competition he's got there is Monty Rice, who, I mean, I don't really consider much of a threat. I mean, he was solid for IDP, but
he's just a guy.
And also, you know, the Titans GM now was the former GM of San Fran, so he's familiar with Azeez Al-Shaair. He used a second round tender on him in 2021. So, he's going to probably push for Al-Shaair to be the guy out there. But he's, even if not, I think Al-Shaair is actually good. You know, he was just stuck behind Fred Warner and Dre Greenlaw.
Yes.
So, Al-Shaair, he probably saw his value increase maybe more than anyone. Because I feel like he was like in that probably LB 50 to 60 range. And now you're going to be seeing him drafted, I think, as like a LB 3, 4 type. Mm-hmm. You know, like
I agree.
Like in the LB 30 to 40 range.
Yeah, I agree. Bobo, big winner, big loser. Looking at this list, who jumps out to you?
I agree with Adam. I think Azeez could be like an LB 2 for you this year, maybe. I really like that for the Titans. Big winner. I don't know. This is going to sound so gross, but I'm still kind of interested in Devin Bush to the Seahawks.
Yeah,
I know that's really weird to say because he's played so poorly in Pittsburgh, but we've talked about it. Cody Barton's gone. Please stop drafting Jordan Brooks. Devin Bush is going to see the field in 2023. 1 year prove it deal there. We know that some yucky linebacker play in Seattle can still get us some IDP points. So, as gross as it may feel to actually grab Devin Bush for some of your squads this year, I think it could actually pay some dividends for you. I could be completely wrong, but with what you're probably going to have to use to grab Bush, even if you are wrong, it's probably not going to cost you a whole lot.
Who cares?
Yep.
Yeah, that one worries me just because I want to see where Bobby Wagner signs. There's not a lot of teams left that make sense for B-Wags, so I could still see Detroit. But Seattle kind of looms out there as a possibility. Let's talk about a big winner for me, and then we'll talk about kind of the fallout, because I don't think the second player I want to bring up is a loser necessarily, but it's a loser for the existing assets on that team. But Cole Holcomb, I think, got the most money out of all these linebacker deals. 18, yeah, $18 million is the most. And I know Macri was a little bit upset because this is not the best team for linebacker productivity based on the scheme that they run. And his hope was just that Pittsburgh views this guy as the three-down linebacker that he is. But the money tells me, Addy, especially in relation to these other deals, that Cole Holcomb should be rising up your 2023 redraft ranks because he landed in a pretty nice spot.
Yes, I agree. I mean, he's proven to be a tackle machine since he's gotten his opportunity. And, yeah, he's going to have a lot of opportunity there in Pittsburgh. Also, another guy that got a nice little value boost in Pittsburgh, Landon Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be interesting to see kind of how many snaps he gets. But, I mean, if he can get 70%, mm-hmm. You know, in that range – he could be a nice little, you know, LB4.
You said it on the last podcast, and we papered over it real quickly. You were like, I'm kind of interested to see where Landon Roberts goes. And we were so busy talking about somebody else. But
yeah.
You were on top of it.
He's a thumper, and he had some really nice games last year. He's someone that I've been drafting in some of these best balls. Mm-hmm. I think that it could work out good for him, too. He's kind of the guy that's forgotten here.
Mm-hmm.
I think he also has value. And also, like, what happens if something – yeah, were to happen to Cole. I mean,
God forbid.
Wheels somebody up though,
somebody
baby.
Cuts that beautiful hair and suddenly Whoa. He loses his mojo. Yeah, so Cole Holcomb, big winner for me. But let's talk about Drew Tranquil signing with the Chiefs. It's only a 1-year, $5 million deal, so not necessarily big time money. I think they're looking at him as sort of a replacement for some of these guys that walked out the door. But damn it, Addy, I was hoping we could just skate with Leo Chenal, Willie Gay, and Nick Bolton, but this is a monkey wrench.
This is a nightmare.
Absolutely. Yeah. 14.9 points per game. 2022. This dude was a baller.
He was awesome. They got some really good fantasy linebackers over here. I mean, Nick Bolton's a baller.
Willie Gay's
really good. Now Drew Tranquil is in the mix. Leo Chenal was probably going to be a really good IDP asset.
He climbed that double-decker bus.
Boy, I still get chills thinking about that.
That was an unreal display of athleticism.
It was unreal. But, this is – what are we doing? Are they going to trot out three linebackers now?
I'm afraid we're back. Like, it really does give me pause. I feel like we're back in that Spagnuolo's in his bag of evil with, like, well, let's just play all the linebackers.
Well,
and nobody is – got that profitable role.
The DBs, I feel the same about. You're to where, right, like, yeah, all of a sudden it's like McDuffie. We'll talk about Mike Edwards here in a little bit. Brian Cook was kind of looking like he was coming
Justin
on. Justin Reed's there. I think there's another dude, Justin Watson.
Jalen Watson.
Jalen Watson, who's pretty good also.
Legarius Sneed.
Dude, it's so aggravating.
Yeah. A lot of defensive backs, a lot of linebackers.
It's probably a good time to get off. Is it a good time to sell Nick Bolton? I'm asking
Yes. I mean, you know, the consensus is
you're not
top three linebacker.
You're not
these
the person
days.
To ask. I need to ask you.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, has his value dropped now because of
That's
the Tranquil
the word,
signing?
Right? I think people will be hesitant to trade for him.
Sure. Go find someone who's...
How many people were out there banging on your door anyway?
Not that many. You're right. You know? And when have we ever talked about that it's not been a good idea to sell pretty much... I mean, in a lot of leagues, Bolton was probably your LB1, 2, or 3, just depending on, you know, however many sacks you got and whatnot.
You had a massive sell window right when the season ended to right before free agency.
I just can't help it.
Yeah.
And he's still good.
There's certain players you love having on your roster.
What would you take for Bolton? What's Bolton worth today?
I'm wanting a first.
Yes.
No one's going to give me that.
I would have a first in my mind. I would put him on the trade block and see what comes through. See if anybody's willing to give you a first.
I feel like I'm going to have to settle for like a second and a third.
And I think I'd just rather have Bolton.
And also, is anyone going to give me a second, a third right now in this class? You know,
if
we start hyping up the Jack Campbells and Drew Sanders.
That could be a really nice edge rusher and, one of those nice linebackers.
But you got Nick Bolton.
Yeah, but there's...
It's muddy now, man.
A lot of linebackers in there.
I guess. Sometimes I'd just rather have the guy. But you're right. Now there's muddy water.
Muddy water. Let's talk about not Muddy Water, Levante David. I think he stays about the same where he was.
Yeah.
Devin White, I think status quo with him coming back to Tampa Bay. I was very surprised. They were $46 million over the cap. So as Macri said, cap is cap.
Yeah.
I'm not buying into the salary cap anymore.
Other teams blew it with that one.
Yeah.
With LVE, I think the Cowboys probably bring in a linebacker. I've seen a lot of linebackers pegged to them in a lot of these mocks.
Yeah. That's just, he's a nice kind of waiver wire fill-in. He'll be relevant at some point.
There's just still a lot of people out there that think LVE is better than he really is. Like, he was okay. Like, be thankful that last year he stayed healthy. He's not going to be that again this year.
What about Damone Clark? You guys in on Damone Clark?
I like Damone Clark.
He's interesting.
I like him a lot.
Joey the Tooth loves him some Damone Clark. So he's
always drafting.
That piques my interest.
I just see them bringing somebody in. Making a splash.
I wanted to bring it up because I did pull up the ADP. Just going back to that edge group once more.
Don't do it.
Ebukam is going as DL92. And Dio was going as DL75. So Dio was going earlier than Ebukam, but it looks like Ebukam is trending up and Dio is trending down. So I wouldn't be surprised if maybe come like May or June, we actually see this flip.
I will say with Ebukam, it was nice to see him leave because of Drake Jackson. I've got quite a bit of Drake shares, and I think he elevates a little bit.
I've got Drake in a ton of these drafts. So very, very excited for his opportunity.
Let's talk about the grossness of Kaiser White.
I was gonna give you the solo cam, Bobbo.
Zaven season, Isaiah Simmons love. I don't know what to think of this.
Talk about muddy.
Honestly, it may be okay because Kaiser White and Zaven are probably gonna play linebacker, and this probably is a little bit more indicative that Isaiah Simmons is gonna roam. He's gonna play some slot. He might play a little bit of safety. And honestly, like, Jalen Thompson and Buddha didn't play that great this year. I don't think they move on from Buddha, but I'm not so sold on Jalen Thompson that Isaiah Simmons couldn't start to maybe see more of a safety role. I think maybe the Cardinals could figure out how to use all these guys, you know, together a little bit better. I'm not worried at all about, honestly, about either of them. And maybe that's just me playing IDP with blinders on because of how I feel about these two guys. But I'm really not worried about Zaven or Isaiah Simmons. Adam, you might be different than me.
No, I agree. I mean, I that's kind of exactly how I think about the situation. I feel like Zaven is going to be more the TJ Edwards type.
Yeah.
And I've even been listening to the coaches talk, and this is all coach speak, but I mean, they're all talking about how excited they are about Zaven, how they value him as a playmaker and how electric he is. So it sounds like they're excited about him. You know, this is just his third year. I think we did see encouraging signs from him in year two. Zaven's also a golfer.
Oh, wow. That's why you love him. Let's get to the real heart of the issue.
Him
here.
And J.J. Watt play golf a ton. Nice. I love that.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
He caddied for J.J. Watt in one of these events they do, these little pro-am deals.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you sold on the whole mentality of, well, they might use Zaven off the edge a little bit more?
I could see that.
Yeah, I'd be fine with that.
Devin honestly. White type of role, your ears back.
I just think
get those pass rushing opportunities.
That team doesn't really have a ton of defensive talent right now. It's going to be hard for them to take Zaven and Isaiah Simmons
and
off the field.
And this shouldn't
right now.
Be super surprising. The new Zach head coach Allen. Was the defensive coordinator for the Eagles. So
yeah, that's true.
Could just be a familiarity type of depth piece.
Marcus Golden kind of took a step back last year.
And he's gone.
Yeah. Majay Sanders.
Cameron Thomas.
Is okay.
Cameron Thomas is fun.
Yeah.
They got that third pick, though.
Oh, yeah.
Is that going to be Will Anderson?
That is going to be Will Anderson. Every mock. Now, unless they trade back and they trade themselves out of the Will Anderson range, because I think Will Anderson is the first non-quarterback to go. So do they trade to 4? Do they trade to 5? Like, where do they go? Because I'm seeing Levis fall later in the draft now. I don't think it's a slam dunk that four QBs go 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
So I think Will Anderson to the Cardinals, if they stay at 3, yes, I think that'd be a lot of fun.
That would be nice. That'd be a great pick for them.
It needs
great landing spot. And with as weird as Jonathan Gannon is with the pew-pew-pew and the whole awkward kind of interaction with his players, that Philadelphia defensive line was sick last year. So if they can restock the pantry with some talent, love Will Anderson's caliber, I'm very interested.
It's a shame that J.J. Watt retired because he was awesome last year.
He was.
Like, especially that second half of the year. I know he knew that he was hanging up, I guess. But, I mean, that guy was playing better than he has in, like, 3-4 years.
Yep.
Shame to see him go.
I know we talked about everybody but Kaiser. Are y'all interested in Kaiser at all?
Yeah, a little bit.
Sure. And these best balls, I'll take them. You know, late.
Let's see where he's going. I'm
not
curious
late because you're going to have to take a top, you know, 50 pick on him at this point, right?
He's an LB. Yeah. He's LB 60 right now.
Okay,
in the but best quality.
That's going to go up.
But that's going to go up. Mm-hmm. Yep. Let's talk about real quick. Corey Littleton, Texans. Not really interested in Littleton, but this does kind of make me feel a little bit more confident in Christian Harris. Mm-hmm. Because we said, I thought for sure the Texans were going to bring in, I thought they were going to be the Bears.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to see them go get the Tremaine and the TJ Edwards, these kind of big name brand kind of linebackers, and they really haven't. So could they go add someone in the draft? Absolutely. But hey, so far, I think Christian Harris has avoided the landmines that were out there.
That team stinks.
It's stinky.
Got rid of Brandon Cooks for a bit.
It did. Gosh. Cowboys had to be like, well, maybe we should have kept Amari and cut Ezekiel Elliott.
So whatever. They got bailed out by the Texans.
Did y'all see that? Him and Eric Dickerson, I think, were the only two players in the NFL to be traded four times.
Four
in
times.
Career.
Wow.
What does that say about you as a player? I was trying to figure
Where did
this
he,
out.
Oh, Pats. Rams.
Saints.
Saints, that's mm-hmm. right.
Started his career with the Saints.
Houston Texans.
Yep.
He was a bit now of a diva Cowboys. Early in his career.
Well, that it means you're good enough that people are willing to give up something for you, but you're not. You're a pain in the ass enough that they want you out the door pretty quickly.
Do you remember the early big three take that he's cooked?
Oh, yeah, because of the concussions?
Yes.
Oh, wow. We were really sensitive to that.
Well, I mean, he was getting a lot of them. Oh, it was. People were still, you know, in love with him, but, I mean, turned out they were right.
I just like that we turned his last name into an insult because of concussions.
I don't
Dude,
remember
he
that
had
part.
That 1 year that was really bad.
He had like three concussions in a season.
Yeah.
We're like if this guy gets bad. Another one, like, it could be really awful.
All right.
Yeah, so we were worried about that.
We were concerned for his health. Nicholas Morrow signs with the Eagles. This makes me feel great about N'Kobe Dean because they did not bring in anyone of note. But Morrow, depending on what the team does in the draft.
It should scare you a little bit. I mean, they brought in Morrow, you know.
And, I mean, one-year deal.
One-year deal,
they,
right.
They had to have someone. Have you looked at the other Eagles linebackers?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Sean Bradley, Davian Taylor. I mean, it's
sure.
It's grody.
It's not good. But, I mean, they could. I think they're a candidate to bring in someone to the draft. And that could, you know, be a little concerning if they bring in another highly drafted linebacker or something. But, you know, yeah, it does seem like N'Kobe Dean is kind of.
I'm just saying, they could have gone and they could have kept one of these guys, a Kaiser White, TJ Edwards. They could have brought in a bigger brand name guy. But the Nicholas Morrows, the Corey Little, that doesn't really scare me much because these guys have to have players on the roster, right?
Corey couldn't even get any playing time ahead of Shaq Thompson, Frankie Louvu, or there's somebody else I feel like they were playing over him in Carolina last year. Yeah, there you go.
He could have gotten playing time over Damian Wilson, but he was clearly deficient compared to those other two guys. Big Bob Spillane. I mean, Raiders linebackers, worth maybe a flyer.
Everybody
late in your
Devon
drafts.
Diablo.
Yep. Yeah. So not really. I mean, a 2-year, $7 million deal.
Trayvon Morey get
Who cares?
Cut?
He's just useless.
I thought he was a free agent.
And then Taki Taki back with the Browns.
That's weird.
That's kind of status quo there.
Torn ACL. I just wonder, like, what shape is he going to be in this year?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, if he does end up getting an opportunity, yeah, he showed last year that he was pretty good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember we famously got in a bidding war. Watch XFL over
Yes.
Him.
Watch him bring Deion Jones back.
Deion Jones is still out there lingering. There's
that's
another
right.
guy.
That's right.
That's a good call. I mean, there's still some guys.
There's some.
There are some.
There are some guys out there. I'd like. Let's talk about cornerbacks just briefly here.
I'll do it for you. Give you a little break. Cornerbacks that signed here in the last couple of days. James Bradbury re-signed with the Eagles on a 3-year, $38 million deal. 9.2 points per game in 2022. And then Byron Murphy signs with Adams Vikings on a 2-year, $17.5 million deal. 10 points per game in 2022. James Bradbury had a 71 overall PFF grade, while Byron Murphy had a 66.7 PFF grade in 2022.
I love the Byron Murphy signing. I've been grabbing him a lot. Mm-hmm. I always pay attention, like we've talked about many times on the show, when the Normie NFL podcast talk up players. And Nate Tice is a big fan of Byron Murphy. He was very excited to see where he was going to land. And I think he lands in a good spot. 2 years, 17.5 is pretty good guap.
Yeah, I agree. 10 points per game last year. I mean, that's really good for a corner. But, yeah, that could even go up because, I mean, mm-hmm. just think about the type of game scripts the Vikings are going to be in. It's going to be a lot of shootouts. Mm-hmm. Teams, you know, going back and forth with them. So yeah, Byron Murphy. Remember Patrick Peterson last year was a
he was baller. Actually pretty useful,
really good for IDP. So I mean, Byron Murphy could be in that same vein.
I could see him like supercharged version of Patrick Peterson, who signed with the Steelers. We should mention as well. So
yeah,
that's you know. How much does Peterson have left in the tank? But
yeah,
I'll take a flyer.
He was pretty good last year, honestly.
If you're doing the punt DB approach and just grab a bunch of corners at the end of your best ball drafts.
That's the way to do it, folks, by the way.
You could do worse than Patrick
that
Peterson.
That is the way to do it. Yep. I mean, anytime you draft a corner high, you will feel regret. 100%. You're like, well, wow, I just
look at all these guys going after him. You're always like, damn it, I should have just waited and grabbed a guy later.
Because what I'm falling into and what might not be the way in 2023 is Marcus Jones is the one for me that's like, yeah, this is what I know is too high to be grabbing this guy. But, yeah, need to let those guys fall.
Like I drafted Julian Love in the 20th round, Justin Reed, 21st round, Marlon Humphrey, 22nd, Nick Scott, 23rd, Denzel Ward, 24th, Jordan Whitehead, 25th, Alante Taylor, 26th, Charvarius Ward, 28th. Jonathan Jones, 29th.
How you feeling, Addy?
Feel very good.
Feel very good.
I just need a lot of them. You need them to stay healthy.
I just see the Birdman gif Addy after the 20th round. Like,
all right, let me get in on these DBs as I'm working on my best ball.
Unfortunately, everyone else is in on them too. So it's more of the Ben Affleck smoking a cigarette with his eyes closed. That's normally how I'm feeling through these.
Or the interview where he's just looking off into the middle distance.
Me and Josh, like, this is about broke us up as friends.
It has.
That guy have wanted to strangle him sometimes.
I want to strangle myself someday, folks. I'm a real bad person with a bad heart.
Very bad heart.
Very bad heart. Let's talk about safeties. This actually is when the floodgates began to open as far as safety signings. We didn't have a lot. I think we had three last time. Bates, Von Bell, and somebody else. Oh, it was the Raiders guy that y'all gave me shit for. Marcus Epps, I think. The safety group is much juicier this time around. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, probably the most surprising signing of the offseason for me. 1 year, $8 million deal. We'll talk about that a little bit. Jimmy Ward signed with the Texans. 2 years, $13 million. Jordan Poyer back with the Bills. 2 year, 12.5. Julian Love signed with the Seahawks. 2 years, $12 million. Donovan Wilson re-signed with the Cowboys. 3 year, $21 million. You mentioned it earlier, Bobbo. Nick Scott signed with the Bengals. 3 years, $12 million. And Jabril Peppers re-signed with the Patriots. 2 years, $9 million. Let's talk about CD Deuce first. I thought this dude was going to get paid. The story comes out that the Eagles made a multi-year offer earlier, I think maybe at the end of the season or earlier in the offseason, either the agent or Chauncey said, I think we can do better, went and tested the market, saw it was soft as baby poop, and then ended up signing a one-year prove-it deal with the Lions. Addy, I was shocked by this.
I am too. I mean, good job by the Lions getting a guy like this. I mean, he is one of the best defensive backs in the league. I mean, not just that he's a perfect player, but he just brings so much juice to your defense.
So much attitude,
right? He's just
swagger.
He's just a perfect fit here in Detroit. And what is his role going to look like? It did in Detroit or in Philadelphia? Probably not. He'll probably play more of the slot because they have Aaron Glenn, the former defensive coordinator from the Saints. So if you remember, that's where Gardner was originally, and that's when he mainly played in the slot.
I'm hoping, though, that maybe Glenn can see, you know what? CD Deuce, he really got activated playing in that safety role, so maybe we try something a little different.
I think he's, gonna let him loose a little bit.
I hope so.
Because, I mean, he's gonna be one of their best players, you know? That may have not have been the case when he was in New Orleans at that point in his career, right? That was a really good secondary that they had in New Orleans. He is going to be one of the best players on the Detroit Lions. They are going to want to utilize him as much as they can.
I hope so.
He also wasn't like a full-time player. Like Chauncey Gardner is going to be playing 90% to 100.
As many snaps as he can handle.
Yes.
And the Lions are a good team.
I'm excited. They've made some great moves. Cam Sutton.
This is a better move than the Bobby Wagner potential signing that we've been talking about. Bobby Wagner is likely washed. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson is not washed.
Mm-hmm. He is ascending. Lacerated his, liver?
Yeah.
Wow. Spleen.
He came back.
Gallbladder.
Did fine in the playoffs.
Yep.
It kind of sucks for the guys that are there. there were some people that had some hope for Kirby Joseph.
Kirby Joseph, Tracy Walker yeah. is someone you probably are really avoiding now. Mm-hmm. And who else they bring in?
Mm-hmm. Is that that's not a Deshaun Elliott, is it?
No, he's gone. He's in Miami now.
We'll have to look it up. Mm-hmm. Is there another safety there of note?
No, maybe not.
Well, we'll take a gander.
I heard there was talks that they were going to cut Okuda. You're not thinking about that, are you?
Maybe that's what it is. Mm. I don't know.
Baba, who else jumps out to you from this list?
obviously, Nick Scott is interesting. Not because I think Nick Scott is great, but just because of the opportunity. You know, Dax Hill, Nick Scott are going to be the guys that play there. And if we've looked over the past history there with Von Bell and with Jesse Bates, it's a pretty much a two-safety system. And I think Nick Scott could really produce for you. His ADP is probably huge right now, and it will – you know, it will overcorrect a little bit as we get closer to actual draft season and everything. But I don't know. Pretty status quo, honestly. Jordan Poyer re-signing. Jabril Peppers re-signing. Donovan Wilson re-signing.
Jerbil Peppers, as Johnny likes to call him.
Yeah, Jerbil Peppers is kind of annoying because I know we kind of wanted a bump for some guys there, honestly. The one for me and Adam did a trade this week, Julian Love is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Because Julian Love is actually pretty good at football and is a heck of a producer for IDP.
They slapped the non-exclusive tender on Ryan Neal.
Yeah.
So I think he'll be back. I haven't seen anything where other teams are coming calling for Ryan Neal. So it looks like it'll be Neal, Love, and Jamal Adams in that safety group.
They could just roll all those guys out.
Yeah. That would be fun.
But yeah, I mean, Julian Love, maybe he's one of their linebackers next year.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think he could be okay. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I like that signing as well.
Eddie, were you thinking of looking at the R lads for Detroit right now? Were you thinking of Efetu Melifonwu or Brady Breeze?
I was thinking of Jerry Jacobs.
Jerry mm-hmm. Jacobs.
And they
yes.
also brought in Cam Sutton, yeah. who was a slot corner.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So
Emmanuel yeah. Mosley, Jerry Jacobs, Cam Sutton, Jeff Okuda, so, Will yeah. Harris. That team is
what picks
adding
they have?
Some pieces.
You could see Chauncey Six, playing really. More of a safety role. Tracy yep. Walker's probably not going to be ready. Mm-hmm. Was an Achilles, I think, for Tracy yeah. Walker, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
So, I mean, who knows if he's his old self.
Wow, sixth draft pick. That's interesting.
Yes.
Yeah, what do they do there with number six?
I've seen Anthony Richardson to them a lot, but I think Richardson goes top three. So yeah. I think they could be a prime candidate for one of these edge rushers or a cornerback. I've seen them mocked the top guy from Georgia a lot, but now this DB room is suddenly locked yeah. and loaded, so I don't know that they necessarily go that route. I think maybe what if you just continue to draft these high edge rushers and you pair this guy up with Aiden Hutchinson and
it would be probably like Tyree Wilson, I guess, at six.
Be fun.
They brought in Deonta Foreman. Yes, because they let dude
Jamal
go down
Williams.
The
was
Saints.
It Foreman that they brought in? I thought it was somebody a little spicier than that. It was David
Miles
Montgomery.
Miles Sanders.
No, Miles Sanders in Carolina.
That's right. David Montgomery. Sorry. Yeah. We're going to get
it
there.
It was Miles Montgomery.
Sorry.
That son ADP of a gun.
Yeah, we don't do offense, yeah. guys.
What is a
IP only from now on.
Do they have a tight end of note? Not after Hockenson left, really.
No.
Man, it's going to be a fun year to see Amon-Ra and Jameson Williams healthy.
Yeah, Jameson Williams is really good, I think.
I forget they have him. He's a name that not a lot of people, you know, are talking about right now.
They could also be Jalen Carter.
Exactly.
Landing spot. Mm-hmm. That would be very big for that defense.
It's going to be interesting to see what they do because I really don't think, like you're saying, all the three quarterbacks will be gone. So you're going to have to ask yourself, do we go Levis or do we go with, you know, best player available, honestly?
I think they'll go
point.
Best player available. I really do.
What are y'all doing?
Boy, I am beginning to wonder if we're going to basically suck in 2023 and then shoot for Caleb Williams in 2024.
Gardner Minshew could be y'all starter.
Could be.
I think there's going to be a lot of teams, though, shooting for Caleb Williams.
There's some other guys rumored to be cut that could signal, like, I'm waiting. That would be we talked about it, canary in the coal mine. We remember what this means, right? Sign of imminent danger.
Nope.
Ryan Kelly potentially getting cut. There was someone else that they had that was a potential cap casualty that was a big name. Of course, Stephon Gilmore just got traded. They haven't done anything to address the offensive line.
Let me ask you this question. When is Arch Manning eligible for the NFL draft?
That's what Jim Irsay. Now, it was interesting. I was listening to the Athletic Football Show. No, the around the NFL. They were talking to Bill Barnwell, and they said, what do you think are the odds that the Colts make a run at Lamar Jackson? And he's like, well, you have to keep in mind that we're talking about Jim Irsay, who hired Jeff Saturday as his coach and, by all accounts, wanted Jeff Saturday as the full-time head coach after the season. So Jim Irsay could wake up tomorrow and be like, Lamar Jackson, I want that guy. Let's go get him. He calls up the Ravens directly or calls Lamar and just negotiates it without even talking to Chris Ballard. So I don't know what we do. Man, I would love to see us make a run at Lamar. I would much rather go that route than trade up to 3 to take Richardson or whoever. But I don't know. I really don't have a good feel for it at this point.
Yeah. Being that 4 spot, man, that sucks.
And it's like, why were we not? It's like, Chris Ballard, stop sitting on your hands. Like, let's get into that one seat, and then let's get the guy that you want. Because there are at least 3 really solid prospects in this class.
Dude, because honestly, Lamar really fits y'all system like well.
Good O-line, Lamar JT. Jackson. Oh.
You don't really have like a ton of really good wide receivers right now, but you've got some really good tight ends. You know, Jelani Woods, Mo Alie-Cox.
It is going to cost Granson. You the same price to go up to, say, 3 from 4 as it is to go get Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Because Lamar Jackson's going to cost 2 first-round picks, and you're going to have to give them the deal, but you, who cares? You just pay quarterbacks. I don't care about the price. Fully guaranteed, $250 million. I do not care about the actual money involved. If we can get a franchise quarterback, man,
it's worth it.
Absolutely.
It also doesn't look like Lamar is going to play for the Ravens next year.
There's been a lot of chatter that he is done. He wants out of Baltimore. So wow. I think that bridge is.
So, I mean, they'll probably accept whatever trade they, mm-hmm. if someone's willing. I mean, just yep. the fact that no one's willing to do it is just.
Well,
what's so the hiccup? He wants to guarantee Deshaun Watson money.
The owners are making a concerted stand against fully guaranteed contracts. Mm. You can pretty much.
It's collusion.
It is. It really is collusion against a player who absolutely deserves a fully guaranteed contract. Mm-hmm. All of these top quarterbacks deserve that
money.
Well,
and even Lamar Jackson's style of, you know, he could get hurt any day and, you know, ACL, Achilles, you know, he's at risk a little bit more than the pocket style Tom Brady. Putting his body out there on the line.
Let's talk about some ADP wild cards, boys. You're not bringing boys. Me in. Y'all are gonna do something else. We're going to do something dumb.
Something stupid.
Levis.
Like trade back and take Levis at 16 or something.
And then draft another one.
Not trade back and take him at 4.
No, please don't even put trade that up. Evil on us.
Here's trade a 24 up. First.
Get him at 2.
Get a trade up to 2.
To the Texans.
Yeah, there you go.
We want the Kentucky boy.
Let's talk about some wild cards, fellas, to wrap up this episode. Let's start with Christian Wilkins. Dolphins defensive tackle, earliest draft position in these drafts. It's kind of crazy seeing some of these numbers. But earliest draft position, again, 9 completed drafts thus far. I don't know that we have it updated. I think it's updated through 8. I don't think 9 has been put in there yet. But earliest draft position was 6.
Come on,
latest
Evan.
Draft position was 66, ADP 41.8, position rank DL22. He was the DL11 in 2022 with a 82.2 overall defensive grade. First wild card on the board, boys, is Christian Wilkins. How do we feel about the Dolphins defensive tackle?
Feel good about him.
I was going to say.
Don't want him at overall 6.
Yeah, that's a little rich.
That happened in one of these best ball drafts, I think. We do have some newbies. That was, I think that was a newbie.
Weird that a newbie would go grab Christian Wilkins, of all players.
Clemson fan.
There you go. Maybe that's what it was.
And he is solid. Really good floor.
Wait, it Tripp? Tripp, did you do this?
Was it one of your buddies that's a Clemson fan?
I don't think so. No.
That would be hilarious.
Don't you put that on me.
But, yeah, I mean, he's a great pick in these best balls. I mean, he's someone that you're going to be able to get at a value just because he's a defensive tackle and people just
59 solo tackles, 39 assists. The floor is so high.
The floor is the roof.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. All right. I think we all feel good about Christian Wilkins. Some of these other players,
now
I think we could have more of a conversation about.
DL22? Though, I mean, again, that one is bumping him way up. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he's probably more in like the DL 30 range. But mm-hmm. still, DL 30, that's pretty rich.
Mm-hmm.
Are you okay with him at DL30? Like, who are some people that are going around him? Do you have that
info? Let's pull it up. So let's pull him up, and we'll just kind of look at who is going around
Christian Wilkins or, like, Hubbard or Hendrickson.
I'd rather have Hubbard, I think. I'd rather have Christian Wilkins over Hendrickson.
I agree with that.
But let's talk about the next player here, and I'll try to find Christian Wilkins in the ADP. It is C.J. Mosley. So Jets linebacker. Earliest draft position, 27th overall. Latest draft position, 72. ADP of 45. Position rank, LB15. 69.8 PFF grade in 2022. He was the LB, funny enough, 15 in 2022. 99 solos, 59 assists, 5 tackles for loss, 1 sack, 13.6 points per game. Yes, Bobo.
Have either of y'all drafted C.J. Mosley?
Nope.
I don't think so.
There you go. There's your answer. I'm not interested.
That is rich. LB 15 is very rich.
It's a lot. I mean, you're having to take like a third or fourth round pick on the guy.
You're still just hoping that nothing changes.
Yeah.
No change.
Give me Quincy Williams in the 12th or 13th. Yep. I'll take that.
I agree.
And I mean, we've talked about this, I think, recently about is there a chance that C.J. Mosley could get cut with them trying to make room for Aaron Rodgers? I think they would clear up like $6 million in cap.
If you bring in Aaron Rodgers, you're not going to keep C.J. Mosley from bringing him in.
Right. So there's a chance, I think.
Yeah.
But
earliest draft position of 27. Yikes.
That seems rich, because that would be like the third pick of the third round.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
I do like C.J. Mosley. I mean, he's...
Where would you feel comfortable if he was sitting there at LB, fill in the blank?
If I can get him at LB 24,
yep.
25, I'd feel much better about that. Like, I just don't want to spend that high of a pick on him.
Bet in best ball, C.J. Mosley or Tremaine Edmonds?
Oh, man. Both guys I'm avoiding.
I know, that's why I said it.
I'd probably go with C.J. Mosley at this point. I feel like Tremaine's going to see his value increase just because everyone's excited and saw him sign the big deal.
Y'all saw me grab Jack Sanborn in this last one, didn't you?
He's fine, too,
he's
man.
He's just free. It was like he's the 27th.
Now.
I was
everyone
like,
hates his guts now.
Everyone we'll hates his guts.
I mean, just I one injury just, away.
Yep. Yeah, that's true. He'll be relevant at some point in
or
the
Tremaine
season.
Sucks, and they're like, all right, Jack.
Special agent, get back out there. Yeah. So the ADP, it just had DBs pulled up. That's why I couldn't find Christian Wilkins earlier.
There
so
you go.
Christian Wilkins been playing is not a DB in camp.
So here's some guys going around Christian Wilkins. So Jeffrey Simmons, DL21. Tied with Christian Wilkins as far as the ADP goes. Again, 41.8 was the ADP. Josh Sweat, DL22 as well. DeForest Buckner was DL24.
Yeah, I don't want Christian Wilkins over any of these guys.
No.
Let's talk about... let me look at some of the other guys that are going. Cam Hayward, DL25.
I want Cam Hayward.
Yeah.
Aziz Ojulari, DL26.
I prefer Wilkins, honestly. I think the Aziz hype is... it's okay. It's fine.
The hype's okay. I don't know about it. I haven't quite discerned
yet. This is just y'all's little fight that's continuing.
Quiddy Pay, DL27. Za'Darius Smith, also DL27.
Ooh, that's a good one. Quiddy Pay or Christian Wilkins?
I think I'd rather have Wilkins.
Wilkins, yeah.
Yeah, so he's probably around where he should be, but maybe knocked down.
Man, that class is really taking a hit.
I just love that floor of Wilkins, you know? Quiddy Pay, man.
Oh, I agree.
I need to see you stay healthy a whole year, bud.
It's kind of like Odafe Owe.
Imagine saying that to
it fell fast.
Quiddy Pay's face. Need you to stay healthy, bud.
Try on Choyinka.
Owe, though, I mean, you know, we should have maybe paid attention to the fact that the guy did not have any sacks in college.
You don't want to have no sacks in college.
Gosh, but he played so well that first year.
Well, speaking of Quiddy Pay, he's next up on the list, boys. Colts edge rusher, earliest draft position, 32. Latest draft position, 76.
76 is nice.
Yeah, ADP of 51.8. He is DL27. He was DL69. Very nice in 2022. 11.4 points per game. So I think DL27 feels about right.
Yeah, no problem with that.
Right there, back-to-back, as we mentioned, with Za'Darius Smith. So between those two guys, give me Quiddy Pay.
Mm-hmm. Agree.
Yeah. So some other guys I was just looking at. Jonathan Allen, DL30. Deron Payne, DL29.
Yeah.
Sam Hubbard, DL31. Montez Sweat, DL32. That's a nice value.
Mm-hmm.
I think Quiddy Pay feels pretty appropriately valued.
Wow, that's really far for Montez.
I think it just speaks to the depth of defensive line. You know, there's a lot of really nice options.
I feel like also this year, too, like we have a lot of pretty good defensive tackles. We just talked about Deron Payne, DeForest Buckner, Jonathan Allen, Christian Wilk. I mean, like, there's probably 10 to 12 really good defensive tackles that are going to fit in that top 40 defensive linemen.
Javon Hargrave.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's up there definitely.
Milton Williams, I'm raising probably way too high.
Listen to some of the linebackers going around here and ask yourself, would I rather have the defensive linemen going in this range or the linebackers? So in this Christian Wilkins to Montez Sweat range, okay, so Christian Wilkins, DL22, ADP of 41.8, down to Montez Sweat, ADP of 59.2, DL32. So like a 10-player spread here. You have linebackers Dre Greenlaw, C.J. Mosley, Quay Walker, T.J. Edwards, Drew Tranquil, that'll start to drop, Josie Jewell, Zaven Collins. I think I would
pretty much five of those six. Yes, mm-hmm. Outside of Drew Tranquil.
Yeah. So would you rather be taking
a good value?
And
now.
Tranquil was probably just because people thought, well, maybe he still hangs around in Los Angeles.
But let's say you're sitting in this range right here. Are you more tempted to be, let me go with DL or let me go linebacker in kind of this stretch?
Linebacker.
I think so too.
That's a good night. I love all those linebackers.
I mean, Josie Jewell. I mean, that's top 10 upside.
Yeah. Dre Greenlaw as
TJ
well.
TJ Edwards, Quay Walker.
Zaven Collins as well.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's a nice group.
I love all those guys.
Yep.
And I've touched on this, I think, but I really want to hammer the linebackers early. You know,
is that the draft strategy you're feeling best about so far?
I think so. Just because once you get outside of those 12, 13 rounds, it just drops off. It's a lot. You're just guessing.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Azeez Alshiers are also no longer going to be in the later part of drafts. Devin Bush is no longer going to be in the later part of drafts.
Even
like
Landon Roberts,
right. All those guys are going to be pushed up now. So, I mean, yes, you have to attack it even earlier, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's not going to be any sleepers.
Yeah, these are so deep that you're coming back to the Jack Sanborns, and you're coming back to the guys who is kind of like a what if.
Yep. Chad Mumba's, the guys that have to have an
Channing
injury.
Tindall.
Yeah.
It's true.
So, yeah, that's my strategy. I'm going to load up on those linebackers. I'll mix in some of those defensive linemen.
Mm-hmm. You know the weirdest team to draft linebackers from? The Indianapolis Colts. That is the most bizarre ADP.
Zaire. I mean, that's the only safe option right now.
Oh, Shaq is like mid-second type guy.
He is so...
Shaq is LB6 right now.
That's wild. Yeah, let's see if that has changed.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. He is LB6, going as the 25th overall player.
And I get that if he's healthy...
Yeah,
he
if
really
healthy, but God,
you.
That's a big if. We've talked about it a lot. Actually, speaking of, it's funny, we keep mentioning the guys that are up next here. Josie Jewell is earliest draft position, 21, latest draft position, 71, going as the LB19, ADP of 52.2. He was the LB, this is weird, 19. So he's being drafted right where he finished, which is very strange. LB19 in 2022, 11.4 points per game. LB19, that's still some very nice value, Addy.
Finished as the LB19, and he missed like three or four games.
Exactly.
So, yes.
Points per game-wise, I think he was second.
Yes. Now he does have to contend with the old...
Kingleton
there, who is, you know, I think he's got like a 40% tackle rate right now.
It's insane.
So, you don't really want him to be there with someone like that, but I think Josie Jewell is the better player. Both of them could easily get the opportunity to be fine. So I'm not too worried about it. I feel like Josie Jewell at worst is going to be an LB3 for you. But I think he has top 12 upside.
Absolutely. Bobo, you feel the same about Jewell, even with the tackling machine coming back to Denver?
He's fine.
Yeah.
Of the two, I want Jewell because his ADP is still not too out of whack. You know, both those guys are still pretty cost effective.
Singleton's climbing now. He's got probably his highest ADP he's ever had of his career.
Give me the discount and I'll take Jewell.
He is LB47 right now.
And he deserves it.
But he is trending up. His arrow, his spark line is pointing up.
And it will continue.
Yep.
After that contract, that's what's going to happen. Three straight years of over 100 tackles. Mm-hmm. Shout out Kingleton.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out. Man has a skill. Single skill. He does it very well. Next up here, another player we talked about, Jonathan Allen, Commanders defensive tackle. Mm-hmm. Earliest draft position, 42. Latest draft position, 91. ADP of 56, going as the DL30. Finished as the DL21 in 2022 with 15.2 points per game. I don't know. Addy seems like some pretty nice value on Jonathan Allen.
Forever a value. I mean, that's all he's ever been. Yeah, his entire career, you can draft this guy later than he should go, and he's always like outperforms what you expect. Like last year, he was amazing. You look at his log; like he was solid almost every single week, and he still slept on.
Well, discount Cam Hayward.
Yeah, I said it when we did the when we were kind of researching the D tackle dynasty defensive tackle video. You could make a very strong case for Jonathan Allen at one overall, based on the age, the contract, the production. This dude is just rock solid. So
he's a better Christian Wilkins. If you look at him, he doesn't have as many tackles, but he did have 7.5 sacks last season.
Okay, so let's play a game, Bobo. You ready? You always do this to us, I want to tee you up here on this one. So this is the range in which Jonathan Allen is going right now.
I'm going to tell you the first one because I already know what you're going to say, and I want Jonathan Allen more than Daron Payne.
Okay, so Daron Payne.
Was that one of yours?
Yes, I was going to start with Payne and work my way down.
Well, yes.
Okay, yeah! So you guys want Allen over Payne?
Yes.
Sam Hubbard. Or Jonathan Allen.
Jonathan Allen.
Jonathan Allen as well. Montez Sweat.
Jonathan Allen.
Or Jonathan Allen.
Oh, man.
I think I'm going to go Allen.
Montez Sweat, just because I feel like with his ADP, give me a couple more rounds back. Maybe another round back.
They're right next to each other, though, aren't they?
Dang it.
Sweat is, DL32. Jonathan Allen is two picks up at DL30.
Give me Jonathan Allen.
So here's one that's going to test you, Bobo.
Okay.
Trayvon Walker. Or Jonathan Allen.
It's easy.
In Dynasty, Trayvon Walker. In best ball, Jonathan Allen.
Jonathan Allen. What about...
That's another thing, man. People are getting way too cute in best ball and in redraft. Also, these best balls, these best ball ranks that we're doing, these are going to be redraft ranks.
Yeah, they're redraft. They're just for 2023. Difference. Yeah.
We like good players.
Yep. There may be a slight variation in some guys like Chris Jones.
Exactly.
Big boom bust type
Chris
of guys.
Jones will be a little higher.
Yep.
But even still, if you're intelligent at all about IDP, you're going to be able to take a lot of dynasty notes out of these as well. You're going to be like, huh, they're still kind of paying attention to, you know, whoever it might be.
Yeah.
Even though it's just for 1 year, we're still going to elevate a lot of these dudes because we all play dynasty. Once you get dynasty on the brain, it's hard to turn that off.
Yeah. So Trayvon Walker, Jonathan Allen. You said Jonathan Allen for 2023. What about old Greg Rousseau or Jonathan Allen?
Jonathan Allen.
So seems like Jonathan Allen we feel pretty good about, especially at DL30.
I like Rousseau, just doesn't get the snaps there, you know. They're not on the field a ton, at least they weren't last year.
Is Von Miller going to be healthy to start the season?
We'll see. I think probably that's a big
not.
Old question mark.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
34
not
year
at that age.
Ready.
So a few more of these here to wrap things up.
I love that I called that. That's my
you knew. Yeah,
thing.
You knew that was
most of the time because I'm drafting both of them.
Yeah, they're right there in the same range. They're literally going back to back. Next up here, though, a free agent. This is another linebacker you were probably thinking about, Addy. Rashawn Evans.
Yes.
Earliest draft position, 25. Latest draft position, 110. Mm. Going as the LB22. Finished as the LB18 in 2022 with 13.1 points per game. LB22 feels a little rich, Addy. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, no, thank you. Not LB22, but that pick where he was 101 or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's great.
Latest draft position 110.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's amazing. If I can get that, which I mean, right now if you're drafting, I feel like you can get that because he's now been surpassed by everyone that's already got the jobs and stuff. You know, there's uncertainty with Rashawn Evans. There's not a lot of spots really left for Rashawn Evans, so.
This is sad because you know who's right above him right now in the ADP, which a lot of these happen pre-free agency, Jack Sanborn. But Jack Sanborn's line
is going way down.
But here's some other linebackers going after Rashawn Evans that I would be more interested in. Pete Warner, Tremaine Edmonds,
yes.
Levante David. Jordan Brooks is still going way too early. LB26 overall.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, here you go. Devondre Campbell, Rashawn Evans.
Devondre Campbell.
I agree. N'Kobe Dean, Bobo, or Rashawn Evans.
N'Kobe Dean.
Rashawn Evans is not going to win any of these.
Uh-uh. Okay, here's another one. Eric Kendricks, Rashawn Evans.
Eric Kendricks.
I think
Kendricks
so too.
Has a job right
Let's
now.
See what
here's
we
a good
can.
One. I got one. Jordan Hicks or Rashawn Evans?
Oh, man. Probably Rashawn Evans.
I'm seeing red again. Old Jesse tried to embarrass me.
I knew you'd take that well. Here we go. Devin Lloyd. Devin Lloyd or Rashawn Evans?
Devin Lloyd.
Devin Lloyd. Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out where we can. Christian Harris, EJ David Speed, Long, Willie Gay.
EJ Speed.
Willie Gay is a good one.
Okay. So is that the kind of line where we're thinking, especially think rather, now with the Drew Tranquil?
Yeah, I don't want Willie Gay anymore. Sorry.
All right, so there's the line. And Willie Gay's going as LB34.
And honestly, I don't want any more Chiefs. I mean, are you going to take Bolton as a top three linebacker now?
Oh, man. Yes, I don't want to talk
is,
about
Eddie.
It.
Yes, he is.
I mean, but seriously. No,
love endures.
It knocks it. It really does.
I mean, you're looking at him in the second now.
Maybe. Honestly, the Chennault news at the end of the season where he was kind of coming on was enough to where it was like kind of raising a few red flags where it was like, Bolton might be a nice sale. The Tranquil was like, oh, gosh. I mean, Tranquil had a couple of, like, 14-tackle games last season.
Yeah.
So it's like, what's the plan? I'm with you, Josh. It's like Spagnuolo's back to, like, I won a Super Bowl. Let's have fun again, you know?
That's right. The linebacker.
Going back to my way.
He's just got
in the lab.
Too much authority
with the beakers.
There. The beakers. We know how science works, people. We are educated. Let's talk about wrap up here with a DB that is the apple of Bobby's eye. Jaquan Brisker going as the DB5 right now. Earliest draft position, 21. What are we doing, people? That's a high second round pick or a late second round pick. Latest draft position of 80, 65.2 ADP. He is the DB5, finished as the DB21 in 2022 with 12.2 points per game. I wanted to give some context. He is right under Rashawn Evans, but you have Bradley Chubb, Pete Warner, Tremaine Edmonds, Harold Landry, Dexter Lawrence, Karloftis, Lavonte David.
I want all those guys.
Absolutely. So
yeah, it's just, you know,
this is what makes it hard because Brisker at DB5, I'm okay with
that. Yeah, it's fine. It's fair.
But then you look at where that falls in the ADP, and it's like, this is why you punt DB.
That's the thing. You can't look at where he's going among the DBs. You have to look at where he's going among the other positions because we know that we can get these DBs late. So if you're spinning up on these guys, you're just going to feel really dumb once you get to round 15 or 16 and you get Harrison Smith or Honey Badger. It's a waste of a pick. There's too much talent right there around him.
Bobo, we know you have hard eyes for Brisker. What do you think here?
I just like Brisker really in Dynasty. Y'all are exactly right. You got to look at him in terms of the overall draft. What am I losing here in order to take Brisker? You know, I do that a lot to where it's like, okay, if I go Brisker here instead of a defensive lineman, and I go a defensive lineman later where I probably need to, you know, what are the pros and cons? What am I winning by taking Brisker here? What am I losing? And more often than not, I feel like you're probably losing out on too good of a defensive lineman or even a linebacker potentially at that spot, whereas you could increase your linebacker play and grab a guy who's probably
80% of Brisker.
Exactly.
It's opportunity cost. Yep. It's the what is the cost of that pick in comparison to the other options that you'd be giving up?
Whereas the opposite side of the spectrum is, okay, I grab Brisker, but where I would have grabbed a DB later on, I'm essentially grabbing a Drew Tranquil. I'm grabbing a, you know, a very rotational type of player, whether it's a lineman, whether it's a linebacker.
The linebackers or DLs you'd be grabbing when the DBs are still plentiful are just total dart throws.
Adam's right. I mean, those first 20 rounds are pretty meaty with linebackers and defensive linemen. That's really just where you need to
load up on those guys and just grab DB later.
You're looking at two for two. Do you want Brisker and Frank Clark, or do you want Jonathan Allen and Eddie Jackson?
Exactly. Exactly.
Because that's what you're looking at. That's the trade-off.
I'm also okay with what you said last podcast, though, to where you're like, look, if you want to, within the first 20 picks, go once or twice and grab a defensive back so that you're not stuck with DB1 Nick Scott.
Yeah.
I get it.
I grab a couple guys. Yeah, like two guys. In the first, I would say like
maybe Antoine Winfield, someone with big playability.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Those are their targets, right?
Yep.
Maybe you look for...
I've been grabbing a lot of Hobbs and Snead.
Yes.
What does this do for Julian Love?
I mean, I like it.
I think it's...
How high can he get?
Is it about the same? Because you had Xavier McKinney there. And now you've got Jamal Adams, Ryan Neal potentially back.
Feels like Jamal. Something's going on with Jamal. Mm-hmm. I feel like, is the recovery not going well? Like, what are you worried about there with him? Mm-hmm. They, because I mean, that doesn't seem like a need on paper.
Literally, like an hour after me and Adam made a trade, yes. all of a sudden this Julian Love trade hit.
I was like, well, I feel a little better about that one, I guess. Yeah, okay.
Well, here we go.
That feels a little better.
But no, Brisker's too high at that. DB5 is fine, but you're just giving up too
much. Yeah, DB5 in and of itself is fine, but you look at where he's going compared to the other players around him, and it's just too rich.
And here's another thing. Like, we
can't do it.
We do like him in Dynasty, but like, we are not going to be taking him in a startup.
Nope.
Because it's the same thing same that applies thing. With these best balls. Yep. You have to spend, you know, it's not as big as a premium of a pick, but you're having to spend like a probably a 12th or a 13th round startup pick.
Yep.
No.
No, thank you.
No, not a chance.
Let's do something different. Just for RSO, what would you pay in a contract for Brisker? Obviously a 4-year. Where do you feel like he would be comfortable at money-wise?
I'd give him like a 4-year $30 million deal. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
What's I was that, thinking like seven, 7.5
what,
per year.
What about K-Ham?
K-Ham's similar.
Would you give K-Ham $10 million a year?
If I had to, like if it was like, you know, extend or lose or something.
I gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. That, I think anywhere in that 7 to 8 to 10 range for those top end guys, totally fine.
K-Ham's still a really good value, I think.
What about PJ?
No, I'm not touching PJ.
With anything? 2 years? $20 million?
Oh, you're talking about like contract wise. Yes. I'd give him like, I'd give him $10 million per. But I'm
but not long term.
But I think he could be a really good safety for IDP, but you're not going to be able to, I'm not going to pay and, you know, pay what it costs to acquire him.
That Texans team is going to see a lot of turnover, I think, in the next few years. It's a bad team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. New coach in there, you know.
I think Petre is going to be fine for 2023, but beyond that, man,
I think he's going to be good.
He could be.
He's just started off too hot. Now he's, you know, unattainable.
Yeah. It's. I don't think the hype is going to match the production.
Yeah, I'm gonna root for him. We're not gonna chase.
Oh
that,
no, it's like know? It's not like we dislike Petre. We just dislike the price.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's DB2.
The hype on Aziz may have been okay. You may have been filling out the hype on how you felt about it. The hype on Petre out of control.
Honestly though,
get it
out
of here.
We could sit here and talk about the ADP on Derwin, and we're all gonna be like, that's too high.
Oh yeah.
And I just took him in the second.
All right, without looking. Kyle Hamilton is DB what right now in these drafts?
Oh, 2.
Well, he was he's going to be higher now because this was also before they released.
Yeah, before they traded Chuck Clark.
Right. So I'd say he's probably like DB 20, but that's going to go up to the DB 10.
You
range.
Both somehow split it. He's DB 11.
Who? Wow. You said K-Ham?
K-Ham, yeah.
That's nice.
Going the next guy after him, Sauce Gardner, DB 12.
K-Ham's gone pretty high in some of these drafts. Like, a lot of times he's been DB 2 off the board.
DB 9 is Antoine Winfield. DB 10 is Marcus Jones. This is a return yardage league.
Antoine Winfield continues to be a great value.
Yeah, DB 9. That's very nice.
K-Ham is my number 4 dynasty safety. Antoine Winfield is my number 5 dynasty safety.
Who's 2 and 3?
2 and 3 is Petre and Brisker.
I think I would bump K-Ham up to 2. I think I'd put him behind Derwin.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I think like that top 5, like you can
yep
any way you want to.
It's a good group.
Mm-hmm. I don't care.
A lot of fun.
I like them all. I'm not going to be able to get any of them in startups except K-Ham. I did get K-Ham. He still is a little bit of a value. Yeah.
People are burnt.
In that mock we did with the football guys.
Well, it's the year-end stats. They aren't as high. Yep. You know, Petre's like, gosh, you know.
104 is level miles.
Who was that? Was that a Looney
like
Tunes
Daffy
character?
Duck. That's where I thought, too.
Speaking of fun, I hope you all enjoyed this episode. Little free agency recap, little ADP wild card, some listener questions. Boys, we checked all the boxes tonight. We are chugging along here. It is March 21st, but the on season rolls forward. We've got rookie content coming at y'all next week in the feed. John Macri is back with Joey the Tooth. I believe they are going to be talking edge rushers, so very much looking forward to that. What a fun group, Bobbo. I know you're ready to start talking about some more of these rookies.
Oh, man, I can't wait. Can't wait. Mock 3.0 going to come out in a couple weeks. I can't wait to hear what Joey has to say about some of these edge guys. Joey is a really, really good guy to listen to gauge where these guys are going to go, you know, which guys are going to go first. He really knows which guys have the best bend. I really trust Joey when it comes to the defensive line. So, yeah, him and Macri, Should be a good time.
Going to be fun. Might have to go back to the beach and listen to that one.
Jeez, so you better not.
Better not. So we'll have Macri and Joey, as long as I don't take your picks in the best ball drafts. But we'll have Macri and Joey in the feed next week. And then, boys, we'll be back the week after that. Mikey Dubs talking linebackers. So the rookie season is upon us, and we are going to be full steam ahead to the draft. Cannot wait to talk more about the plans that we have for the draft coverage for y'all. We're blowing it out. We're doing it right this year, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Every single year, it just gets better and better.
What are we on, the year four leap?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. This year's going to be out of control.
Hold up.
Have we told them the plans?
No, we haven't revealed the plans yet. Right. We'll reveal it a little closer to the date.
Year four? When did we start this whole get up? It was 2019?
July of 2019.
Dang, y'all. We be getting old.
That's right.
We are old.
I was a young pup.
We are old. That is for sure. Old. That is for sure. But, yeah.
Thank you for growing with us.
Have we grown or have we devolved? That's the question.
No growth at all.
Zero growth. That's true. Bobo, you said you got Mach 3.0.
Couple weeks.
Check out the website. Everonda just
dropped.
101.
It's going to be
Charbonnet.
Yeah. It's going to be somebody completely different for the trolls.
Just really throw them for a loop.
For the memes.
But yeah, check out the website. Evan just dropped his free agency tracker. Bobo's got 3.0 coming up here soon. We're going to have some more stuff on the website for
Tank
you guys.
Bigsby.
Yeah, exactly. Do Tank Bigsby and then Tank Dell. Just do double Tank.
One, 101, 102.
You know what's better than one Tank? Two Tanks.
Oh, yeah.
So you guys check that out. Like I said, we've got a lot of good stuff coming over there. We got the IDP After Show going to be dropping its first episode here soon. You're going to be able to get that through your IDP show subscription. We've got lots of good articles. Of course, Pod's going to keep rolling. Check us out on YouTube, youtube.com/@theIDP show. Really appreciate you guys who've been watching over there. Macri's latest episode did big numbers over there. So love the growth we've been seeing on the YouTubes. And we appreciate y'all.
Hey, smash that freaking like button and subscribe, guys. Turn the bell and noties on, all right?
Turn the bell. Turn the bell. That is a common refrain of what you do with bells. Sorry. You turn them.
You know what I meant. Right, I don't do that a lot, but I mean
he doesn't turn the bell on for everyone.
Turn that thing on.
Anyways, hope you guys enjoyed. We will be back in a couple weeks with Mikey Dubs, and you guys will hear John Macri with Joey the Tooth next week. But until then, y'all take care, and we'll see you soon.
Time can weigh you down. Sometimes love, sometimes hurts, sometimes love.